This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we're going to be visiting again with Syngenta Agronomy Service Rep Nate Prater. The Syngenta Research Farm in Highland is hosting an open house and field day event tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. Nate says the research farm tends to be a hidden gem, and they want to make farmers aware of the work that's being done right in their own backyards.
This Thursday, what we've done, this will be year number three for this outdoor event. There's a hidden gem out just outside of Highland, Illinois, south of Pierron there, where Syngenta does a ton of soybean research and soybean breeding. So many of the Inca soybeans we grow in this area sort of start their life right there at Highland. And there's a lot of people that don't know about it. I didn't know about it until I started working for Syngenta. And it's definitely something that I think gives us an edge when it comes to how the plants respond to the areas they're grown in, which is the South Central Illinois and Central Illinois. The open house is open to anyone in the area. And not only are we going to talk about what they do there at the facility with corn and soybeans and wheat, they're also going to have some of the equipment out that they use, and it's kind of neat to see some of these, you know, $250,000 combines that aren't any bigger than a pickup truck. Some guys laugh at the cost of their equipment, and I always tell them that just look at research equipment, and you get a lot more bang for your buck on commercial equipment. But we're going to have stuff like that. We're going to have some chemical studies, some commercial hybrids and varieties out there, and some fungicide trials and stuff like that. But just an overall good time to get together and discuss some things, show what the facility can do and what it's done for local growers, and just get the word out to the public. But, yeah, that's what we're planning on doing.
Well, definitely sounds like a great event and a learning opportunity. And one thing that might pique the interest of farmers, you did say there will be an Xtend soybean demo, and those beans are actually not approved on the market yet, so that's something new to see.
Correct. The Xtend beans were waiting European approval, and we've played around with some of the different chemical aspects of these that we can spray on these products, but again, since this is a research facility and everything is quarantined, nothing reaches into the commercial market. So we can do some things there. We get to see some products well in advance, and we take a lot of soybeans there that we might only get 200 seeds, have to turn it into 8 to 10 pounds, send it to South America. They can ramp production up to where we can get enough to plant a 40 to 50 acre field up here in the States the following year. So it's kind of cool to see, you know, hey, this bean variety only has this many seeds and this is it, and we have to make it into enough to get down there and back and be ready to grow for commercial use in, let's say, 2018-19.
And again, the Syngenta Field Day and Open House starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning at the Research Farm in Highland. And we'll be back with more farm news after these messages. On Monday, a panel of experts said world water scarcity is a growing problem that will have a direct effect on agriculture and an expanding population that will need food. DTN and the Progressive Farmer says panelists at an ag symposium at the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City said farmers worldwide need to find a way to produce more food on the same amount of land, or they'll need to broaden agriculture's footprint in the face of expanding water shortages. Mark Rosegrant of the International Food Policy Research Institute said water scarcity has grown in recent years and drought is expanding in different areas of the world. He said the adoption of new technologies, including drop and sprinkler irrigation, is not having system-wide benefits as far as curbing water use goes. However, the panel also said the rate of growth in annual grain production yields of 1.2% between 1965 to 2011 won't be enough to feed a projected population of 9 billion in 2050. According to the Wall Street Journal, Monsanto on Tuesday again rejected Bayer Ag's takeover proposal, saying Bayer's improved $65 billion bid still undervalued the biotech seed giant, but it left the door open to further talks with Bayer and other parties. Monsanto called Bayer's bid financially inadequate and insufficient to ensure deal certainty. Monsanto's board of directors unanimously rejected it. Bayer said Tuesday in a press release that it's looking forward to continued dialogue with Monsanto under an appropriate confidentiality agreement allowing access to additional information. A Bayer spokesman declined to explain if the two companies have reached a confidentiality agreement and said that the dialogue with Monsanto would continue. While some Monsanto investors say they're interested in a sale at the right price, they're also concerned about selling at a low point in the cyclical agricultural business. And on a final note this afternoon, U of I Extension will host two tree pest and disease seminars in August. One class will be held from 9 to 11 a.m. on August 5th at the Macoupin County Extension office, and the second class will be held from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on August 12th at the Montgomery County Extension office. The classes will provide current information on insects and diseases threatening trees in this area, and topics will include prevalent tree insects and diseases, identification, and management strategies. And the registration for those classes is free. The deadline to register is August 2nd. And for more information or to register, you can call 217-532-3941 or you can register online at the U of I Extension website. And again, the dates for those, the Tree and Disease Seminar in Macoupin County on August 5th and in Montgomery County will be August 12th. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.